A sad event happened yesterday, as we all know. Our building, which was used for fellowship, worship, and outreach, burnt to the ground. Very little was saved from the building, and many of us had put many hours of work into that lovely structure that we had, especially those who helped design it, our brother Jean-Claude, and helped to build it, like Howard and Rick and others that were here at that time. Especially those who have ones have been shaken by that loss, and all of us have to some degree. I was reminded, as I thought on it today, of a passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, which speaks of a building. We read these words in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9, "We are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, you are God's building. According to the grace which God has given to me as wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it, for no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. If anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's works will be clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire. And the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as by fire." Now here's a very interesting verse that follows all that. "Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are." It's interesting, isn't it? Fire has a purifying effect. The headline in the Sun this morning on page 6 is "Town Loses Church." Now, we did lose a lovely piece of architecture. We will be scrambling to find places to meet. We are saddened by our loss. But as several of us who gathered yesterday early, we said, yes, the building is gone, but the church is still here.
Amen.
Recently, the Lord has brought in several people who, by God's grace, will add strength to our congregation. We trust our outreach will become greater and more effective in the years ahead. We, of course, were quoted as saying we had more people at church yesterday than we've ever had on a single day, including a funeral service in which we were jammed packed. This, of course, was meant to relieve the tension. However, several of us had wonderful opportunities to share something of what Christ means to us, how our faith sees us through these situations, and our absolute belief in the sovereignty of our God. I want to thank the fire crews and the police and the town deputy mayor and many others, too numerous to mention, who came to offer their condolences and so on. We really appreciate that. In fact, this morning, as one of the elders and I were standing there, a man drove up and he said, "We have some chairs for your church if you care to have them." Well, we don't have building put them in yet, but the Lord is gracious in providing in several ways. We had special greetings from our Fellowship of Churches across Canada. Stephen Jones, who is the president of our fellowship, sent his regrets and condolences. Lori Kennedy from our Prairie region, and Dave Thompson, who is an elected member of our board, also sent their prayers and said they will be remembering us. There were offers to help from many in our community, and especially the United Church minister, who came with coffee and an offer to use their facilities when they're not using them, of course. And then this morning, the new minister at the Anglican Church showed up and had a prayer with the elders. And that was really impressive. We appreciate each one who has said, "We're praying for you." And I think that I could say that there are members from every church in this community who have said something and letting us know that they care. We would ask for prayer for several things, knowing what to do for meeting places. The issue with insurance, we trust that our insurance company will be there for us when we need it. And then the people whom we've interacted with during this time.